Now, if it, the, if you have a heavy rain of short, you know, it doesn't last very long, but it really comes down, what would you call that?
Oh, it rained like the devil this morning.
Okay. And if there's thunder and lightning, you'd call that a...
storm.
All right. And we'll be talking about the wind. You say the wind really...
You mean like it's pretty wild or heavy today?
Yeah.
It was real windy today.
Yeah, and the wind really what hard?
It blew hard.
Sure. And the and if it's... Now, we talked about a storm. How about a lighter rain than that? Not quite a storm, but...
When it's more or less misty or a steady rain.
All right, and then something even lighter than a mist. Is there any, or maybe not, how about something, do you ever use the term drizzle?
Yes.
Now what would that be?
Well, just like it's a drizzle today.
Right. Is that more than a mist?
Yeah, a drizzle is a little bit heavier than a mist. A mist is just a little heavier than a fog.
Okay, and then if there's a lot of fog, you'd say it's really a...
Foggy.
And if it doesn't rain for a long time...
It is dry.
And if it doesn't rain, say, for a month, you say...
We're having a drought.
Okay. And if the wind hasn't been blowing, and then suddenly you'd say the wind is...
blowing.
And then it's just starting to... You might say it's... If it's getting started, I mean, do you ever use an expression like picking up or breezing on or rising or... coming up or...
Yeah, sometimes I say it seemed like the wind's getting up a little.
Okay. And then after it's been blowing hard and then starts to...
calm down.
Okay. And if you look out on, late in the fall of the year and it hasn't snowed, see that white stuff on the ground, you might say it looks like we had a
heavy fog this morning.
Okay, and on the white stuff on the ground...
I mean frost, yes.
Sure. That's right. And then, but then if the temperature dropped way down, you might say the water in the lake...
You mean freezing?
Yeah, and the water in the lake. When it's freezing, the water...
It's freezing cold,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, and then the water, then when you can skate on it, you say... Because,
it's frozen.
Yeah, okay. And you say... So, last night, when the temperature dropped way down there, you say the water in the lake, something over. Do you ever use that expression?
Oh, froze over.
Froze over. Now, do you have a name for a thin... covering of ice that just barely, when it's just...
Oh, like when you walk in and it's crunchy.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, when we're talking about it around the house, we might say, it's slippery, it's glass outside, so be careful, or if you're walking in the grass, it's so crunchy,
uh-huh.
Something like that.
Okay. Now, now I want to ask you something about the house. Did you live in the same house all the time when you were a child? From the time you were very small until you grew up?
I lived in the same house from the time I would say about four,
uh-huh.
Until I moved out of that house into my own house.
I see. Well, would you tell me about the rooms of that house? What I'd like you to do is to draw, just to draw a little floor plan. It doesn't have nothing elaborate, but just a little floor plan, and tell me what those rooms were called.
Okay.
And the direction of them and so forth.
But I can't draw it out.
Well, that's just a box, you know, that's okay.
Okay, well, really. Like this, you come up the steps to the front porch. It had a pretty large front porch on it.
Mm-hmm.
He came into the living room. This was the first room in here. Off of this room was my mother's bedroom. He went straight through this door. Was a door coming in right here. And then straight ahead off the living room was another door, just a little past this room. And that was my sister's bedroom. And right over here was the kitchen.